Speaking on this program is Brother Winford Claiborne.
While Moses was living in Midian with his father-in-law Jethro, God called Moses to lead the Israelites out of Egyptian bondage. Moses took his wife and their two sons and returned to Egypt. He had left 40 years before, and the men who had sought the life of Moses were dead. God commissioned Moses to go before the Egyptian Pharaoh and demand that he let the Israelites go, or God would slay the firstborn in Egypt. Exodus 4:19-23. And it came to pass by the way at a lodging place that the Lord met him and sought to kill him. Then Zipporah took a sharp stone and cut off the foreskin of her son and cast it at his feet and said, "Surely a bloody husband you are to me." So he let him go. Then she said, "A bloody husband you are because of the circumcision." Exodus 4:24-26. I must tell you up front that I do not fully understand the message of these verses. Why did Moses include this incident at this particular place in the sacred record? What had Moses done or failed to do that led to the Lord's thinking about killing him? There are probably as many opinions on this passage as there are people who have offered opinions. The incident was in some way connected to circumcision, but I'm not exactly sure of the connection. We know this. God was preparing Moses to lead the Israelites from bondage in Egypt to freedom in the land of Canaan. As Moses, his wife, and their sons were making their way from Midian to Egypt, they had apparently stopped to rest at a lodging place. While they were there, the Lord sought to kill Moses. I believe we can conclude that what Moses had done or failed to do was very serious, or the Lord would not have sought to slay him. It seems that Zipporah, the wife of Moses, intervened to save her husband's life. She took a sharp stone and circumcised one of her sons. She took the foreskin that she had cut from her son and cast it at the feet of Moses, maybe in anger or in fear. Her actions lead us to believe that Moses had erred in not circumcising his son. We know that circumcision was a rite that God Himself had bound on the Jewish people. These are God's words in binding circumcision on the Hebrews. And God said unto Abraham, "You shall keep my covenant therefore, you and your seed after you in their generations. This is my covenant, which you shall keep, between me and you and your seed after you. Every man-child among you shall be circumcised, and you shall circumcise the flesh of your foreskin, and it shall be a token of the covenant between me and you. And he that is 8 days old shall be circumcised among you, every man-child in your generations. He that is born in the house, or bought with money of any stranger, which is not your seed. He that is born in your house, and he that is bought with your money, must be circumcised. And my covenant shall be in your flesh for an everlasting covenant. And the uncircumcised man-child whose flesh of his foreskin is not circumcised, that soul shall be cut off from his people. He has broken my covenant." Genesis 17:10-14. Zipporah called Moses a bloody husband. Was that because of her disapproval of her husband's behavior? I do not know, but it seems apparent that Moses had failed in some way. Since God was preparing Moses to lead the Israelites for 40 years, he wanted to remove any disbelief or disobedience from Moses' life. When Zipporah had circumcised their son, God let Moses go. I wish I could give you more information on this unusual incident, but I do not fully understand what was involved. I know this. When God commands us to obey His will, we jeopardize our eternal welfare when we disregard His directions or rebel against them. On more than one occasion, Moses had to learn that lesson the hard way. Should we not learn what God taught Moses on this and on other occasions? Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.